Hey, everybody. Welcome to this sneak peek of Making Waves podcast with Tom Prather. In today's clip, Laura Morton, a 20-time New York Times bestselling author, discusses the concept of dreaming backward. If you want more, make sure you check out the full episode in the show feed. Please enjoy this Making Waves sneak peek.
I have a client who taught me the concept of dreaming backwards, right?
Explain what that is.
Yeah, so you start with where you want to end. So you start, you know, you've heard the saying, start with the end in mind.
Yeah.
Okay, but when you dream backwards, you literally say, okay, I want my podcast to be top 10 podcasts, you know, okay, that's where you start. And then you create the steps that got you there.
Okay.
So you dream backwards. And if you do it, it looks a little like a helix, you know, how things can kind of intertwine mm-hmm. and, you know, but you have to stay in a certain lane, because if you look at a helix, it's, you know, the shape of it will always kind of twist and turn, but it doesn't go too far off of what that helix is. So everything you do is a stepping stone that gets you to the top, right?
Yeah.
But if you start with the concept of dreaming backwards, it is, okay, let's say I want to be a New York Times bestselling author. Okay, lofty. Then I will have already written Tom's book, okay? And I will have already put it on the New York Times bestseller. But what did I do to get it there? And you just back it. You back
into
it.
So it ties into like visualization.
No, because you really actually, you know, well, you have to know it. I mean, you have to know what your goal is, yeah. Right? You have to know what is that ultimate goal, and then you really have to like map it out, like physically write it down. What are the steps I took to get there? Because I think people, so often in business especially, operate without a plan.
Well, not only in business, in weight loss, mm-hmm. in going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've all done it. We want to get healthy. We want to get fit. We go to the gym, but we didn't do any research on what exercises to do or what to eat. So oftentimes I used to go to the gym and kind of look around going, I had all these things in mind prior to coming here, but I didn't really have a plan of what to do when I got here. And then you leave and, you know,
well,
you feel bad about it. But that's, you do that in business. You do that with your family. You do that in everything.
A plan is key. And even if you don't stick with the plan, even if you recalibrate, think of it as your GPS, right? When your GPS says, the traffic, you know, on your route is going to be very heavy. Would you like me to reroute? Yeah. So reroute. You know, it's like looking at it like a personal GPS.
I read this book a long time ago, and tell me if it rings a bell. I can't for the life of me remember what the name of it is, but it was all about you have to row, in order to row a boat straight, you can't ever row a boat straight because the wind and the current takes you. So you have to go zigzag oftentimes mm-hmm. to go against the current with current, but you're still getting to where you're going to go. But that's an analogy of life.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's what I mean by the helix, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a straight shot to get to where you want to go. You're going to have to zig left and zag right, and sometimes you might even come back down and around and go up, and because something, you know, sometimes things don't work.
Yeah.
But that isn't going to stop you. If you're really committed, it shouldn't stop you from getting to where you want to go.
Well, the commit is not quitting.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people give up. A lot of people throw their hands up in there and go, it's too hard. I don't have time. You know, I don't have the energy. I've got other things I need to do. So that then they're not really committed.
I'm convinced that what separates successful people mm-hmm. and not successful people is just not quitting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm convinced of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the Indian rain dance, why does that work? Well, they don't stop dancing until it rains.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be days, it could be weeks. But if you don't stop, I think it's mathematically impossible for it not to happen.
Right.
You know?
And you know, that's a lot of the theory behind The Secret,
mm-hmm.
you know, manifestation. So that's really, you know, committing to what you want, thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. When you're thinking about something nonstop, guess what? You're moving toward it.
You're moving away from the things
right.
that aren't
right.
taking
right.
to
that. Right. So it could be exactly right. It yeah. could be one or the other. So if you were thinking, you know, I want to have a successful career. I want a red BMW, like, or I need to get out of this relationship, whatever it is. you know, at some point you are taking those steps to do it. I'm not a big secret follower, mm-hmm. but that's the whole notion behind, you know, it's perseverance.
Well, thanks for listening to this sneak peek. If you want to hear more, listen to the full episodes in the show feed. You can find all the relevant links right in the show notes. Check out Making Waves Podcast for more information and YouTube for video versions of the podcast. Don't be a stranger. Reach out on social media. Let me know who you'd like to hear next on the show or just say hi. And if you've enjoyed what you heard, please tell someone you know and help spread the wave. So thanks for listening. Have a great day and go out and make some waves.